automatically the email set up on the website. So we just got to stick with it.
Okay.
What just plug it. We got to plug the email and the phone. 206-666-2111.
Make sure you're clear and say it slowly.
Right, and it will be flash on.
Why? Well, can we get a phone number and then have 666 in it?
We can, but I didn't want to.
Okay.
Ideas,
suggestions.
Number is
that? It's ours.
We need to plug that people will come in and or not come in. Email in ideas of things we should do on the podcast.
Should we keep the flowers?
I mean, are you recording?
They're not black anything. Yeah.
Okay, good. Ideas of things that we can do for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because like with this setup, like we can go out on the street and like do random things.
Yeah.
We could do
improv everywhere.
We could do like a drama to music. Whatever they're called.
A montage.
A montage.
Oh man.
It's gotta be a montage.
Montage.
Suggestions on things people want to see on the show.
Yeah.
Questions for us. We love to answer questions. Yeah. Here's the real thing: is we don't want to have to come up with our own content.
Right. Because we're bad.
And so, if people could just send us content, I think that would be great.
Yeah.
And then we also want to plug, how long would people at home listen to or watch? I mean, we're not giving them a listen option. They have to watch.
Right. The
video podcast for.
Could they, turn off their monitor and just listen?
Okay, so people could listen to the podcast if they really wanted to, if it was that important.
They decided we were really
Or they could put the video in the background and then work on something else on their computer.
Typing away.
Right.
Like multitasking.
Like at work, because I know we're going to hit the business world like fire.
Oh, yeah.
Like a firestorm.
They're going to lose billions of dollars.
Like the Pacific Northwest a few years ago when like 70,000 acres burned down.
It was like fire.
And that's going to be us.
It was like fire.
Like, I house that for these people, and I got this phone call from them. Hey, you know that place we're going to? It's on fire.
That's a great phone call.
That was a fantastic phone call. So they had me go online and like get them like all the information, and they went to their next stop.
You know where we're going? Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
It's burning.
It's on fire now.
That's something you want to hear.
I was very surprised.
So we're actually shooting it. Should we look at the camera? Or each other?
I prefer looking at each other.
Right, okay.
Looking at the camera once in a while is fine.
For a punchline,
I think.
But
like, you want to throw that in there. Just throw that down. Throw it out.
Throw the patty cake thing.
Patty cake thing? We could do the patty cake thing.
If you wanted.
You're going to need some practice.
The intro sequence. We're going to have an intro sequence at the beginning of each show, and then it'll come in to whoever's on the show that week.
Yeah.
And then we need to tell people who we are. Mm-hmm. Who are we? I'm Zach.
I'm Steven.
That's Steven, and this is our wonderful
special guest one.
Micah. Probably should speak up a little more.
Special guest one.
There you go, Micah. And then this is over here.
I'm that guy.
That guy.
Bobby.
We refer to him as Bobby.
But
he's that guy.
And no.
No. Really. Bobby tries to get me addicted to sangria again.
Yeah.
That's why he's on the show. Mm. What are we trying to do with this podcast? What is our goal?
Well, I think our goal is to just...
To get better at not making sucky podcasts.
Right. Because what people don't know is we've made several dozen podcasts already, but they sucked.
Yeah.
So I just deleted them off my computer. I don't even have them anymore. I try not to think about it. I mean, thanks for bringing it up. But if we could move on.
Yeah.
And I think heightened podcasts in general... To get a higher
quality
bar.
Wait, guys.
Higher quality of podcast.
I think we all know why we're doing this, and that is to be number one.
To be number one.
That is the ultimate goal of our podcast.
I tell you, if in the next year we are not approaching number one, I quit.
Yeah, I agree.
I quit.
You know what? Go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
Can I be special guest number two, actually? I think I like that better.
Aren't you?
I said that guy, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, that is silly.
Special guest number two.
All right, so we have the RA.
Do I have to be the RA?
Okay, so we have Micah, the guy with the hair. Oh. And then we have special guest number two, the guy with the facial hair. I mean, that's just how you're going to keep them apart. Is Micah, hair up here. Bobby, hair down here. All right?
Yeah.
You should introduce us that way.
Okay, the hair down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the hair down there.
Said
I could have gotten away with it had you not emphasized that.
Okay,
and we're back.
Bobby, we're there and down there. What do you have to say about that?
All right, so basically what we want to do is let people know how awesome we are,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, mainly me and Steven, but I mean, yeah. You guys are pretty awesome, too.
We are funny.
I mean, I think we're pretty cutting edge
yeah.
when you go out there. you know, sometimes we push the envelope. Don't break it.
No.
Just push it. Just push it off to the side. It doesn't fall off. Just stays
close,
right there.
You get as close to the edge as humanly possible.
Uh-huh.
And then pull it back. Oh.
Right.
Oh.
That's what we do. I mean, sometimes, maybe... I'll say something.
A little controversial.
A little controversial. And that's
for it.
You know, and
get
that's
that in the post edit.
And that's what the podcast is for. You know, we want people talking about how offensive we were last week.
That's right.
That's one of our goals.
I think they call those water cooler shows.
Water cooler shows. Can you believe they put that on the internet?
It's not safe, but it's good.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Not safe, but
just
it's good.
Like
I like that.
Aslan.
Yes. One of our other goals is to have a Chronicles of Narnia reference every week. So we're going to go for that. Next week, something about Edmund. So we want to be interactive. We want people to email us.
We should have been filming this.
Stop talking.
Stop talking.
We're actually filming right now. This has been the podcast for the past 10 minutes. We're not just talking about it. Okay. All right, so here's the email. It's going to go right on the screen, about right there, hopefully. And the email is Zach and Steven. That was Steven right there. At podomatic.com. If you want to know how to spell that, pause the podcast right now. And then what we also can do, and I thought this was really cool that we can do this for free, is people can call in to us. And we can have, like, it sends me an audio WAV file of the call. Alright. Since that camera is that far away, I will let people know that Micah's phone is ringing. Alright, we're gonna wait. No, we're gonna wait.
Give me the phone.
We're gonna wait, Micah.
Come on.
Are you alright?
Is it actually ringing?
Can we go on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the phone number, not for Micah's cell phone, but for the podcast, call in. It'll say something like, to leave a fax, press 1 now or something. You're not leaving a fax. Just wait for the beep, and then you can leave us a voicemail where you can tell us things you want to see, ideas for the show, questions you have for us. We want to answer questions. The phone number is 206-666-2111.
I think it's really important that people call this number because we really want to pander to ourselves, but we also want to pander to you,
right?
The viewer, because we want to know what you think about the show, what you want to see us talk about on the show. Like, we're really interactive, and we want to be able to talk about things that interest you, also things that interest us, but things that interest you.
Number two, the Stevens left have more fan of the show,
and we want to. I think it's important that people call in and tell us what to do. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of this.
I will let you know, I have no shame. I have no shame at all.
No, I mean, we will do stuff, too. And it's not like we're limited to just staying in one room and talking. We'll go to the street and do stuff.
We're in the middle of Chicago, for those of you not in the middle of Chicago. So it's like diverse city out there, you know, to quote, you know, a relevant music artist. So maybe, like, one of the segments on the show we might do is like a week in review,
yeah,
where we talk about interesting things that happened to us, should they ever actually happen.
Right.
I mean, I haven't had any yet, but, I mean, this is just the first show, so this is kind
of a sample.
There's
always a possibility.
Right,
This is not our first episode, this is our test episode.
This is the pre-show.
Mm-hmm. So this is where you tell us what the show should be.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just for a sample, I mean, did anybody have anything happen that they feel they should tell America and the rest of the world? I mean,
Well, there's some stuff happening.
I mean,
there was a bag that was left alone.
Speak up, Bobby.
There's a bag that was left alone when I went to Panera Bread.
Ooh.
And I notified the manager, and when he went to get it, I guess the people from that table didn't want him to take it away. I thought it was left alone, but it was the people.
A little awkward.
Yeah, yeah. But they weren't really at that table. They were at another table, so I thought maybe it was a bomb. And I was very uneasy with him handling a bag that could have been a bomb.
Someone is going to bomb Panera.
Why not Panera? It's the next Starbucks.
There are 80,000 Panera Breads in the city.
But someone, how many of them have Bobby in them?
Well, yeah. I know that, but why would someone bomb Panera?
Why would somebody bomb the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Well, it's Panera Bread!
I don't think we can talk about that.
Pentagon and Panera Bread.
So, Micah.
Yeah.
Anything not to do with bombing?
No.
Bombing. Okay.
Most of it has to do with bombing.
Most of it does have to do with bombing.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Okay, great. All right, so just for future reference, we'll try to do interesting things.
Right. They're actually, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, we should plan something interesting.
Well, I mean, up till a few minutes ago, you didn't know we were actually filming.
I did not.
At this time.
Yeah.
So, that works.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell my story?
Do you want to?
I can tell.
Is this about
Megan? Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to do that on this show?
If you don't know who Megan is, this is her right about here. That's Megan. Okay?
That's her picture.
She's on our sister floor. We're at Moody Bible Institute. It's a college.
In Chicago.
So all I can say about that. And she is on our sister floor. It's Moody's mating program. You might call it the mating list.
The mating list.
I say I'm a lot. I'm going to have to work on that for future podcasts.
Yeah, that's funny. Yes,
first person to call in or email in and total up all the or us, I say on the podcast, I'll mention you on the next podcast.
That's true.
And you might get a free iPod.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, and by free iPod, I mean I'll direct you to a site on the internet.
Yeah.
And you just got to go through a few forms on offers and fill out three.
So easy.
I mean, I got free Blockbuster rentals for a week.
Get 10 of your friends to sign up for it.
I got free Target. Forever.
But you can't really beat that deal.
No.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
All right, so Megan.
Okay, so the other night I was with Megan down watching the Final Four, watching the Florida and George Mason game. And we were down Culbertson 1, which is the residence hall we were living in, and the television was on down there. And there was a commercial that comes on. It was the Burger King commercial, where it's that big, gigantic chicken, and the guys are getting on it, and they're like, there's a song in the back of "Fucking Chicken, Fucking Chicken," and this guy's like riding the chicken as if it were a bull. And
Bobby knows how the story's gonna end.
Anyway,
pretty good.
So I'm watching this, and all the guys are like cracking up because it's this huge chicken, and they're like riding it. And Megan turns to me, and in a serious face goes, "That's not real. That chicken's not real." And
she figured it out. She wasn't fooled.
No, she wasn't. It's this massive chicken, and I'm like, I had to get up. I had to walk away because I said to myself, "There's no way. There is no way someone did not know that."
She knows the chickens.
There is no way. She's like, "That chicken's not real." And she's like, "What? It's not real." Like, the look on her face was just so serious.
She got it.
I could not believe it. I was dying.
I have a story about Megan I'll tell next week. We're going to try to have a Megan story. Maybe every week.
We could do that.
We'll do that.
It's not that much.
Are you just filming once a week?
Or whenever. That's the other thing. Like, how often would you watch the podcast? Because we're going to film roughly whenever the crap we feel like it.
Yeah.
But if we feel like people want to see it, we'll film more often.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's up to you.
Whatever it takes to be number one.
Whatever it takes to be number one. Number one.
If you want to show a new show every hour.
Hey, America.
Number one.
I will make this deal right now. We get 1 million subscribers, and we will film 24/7.
We can do it.
We will film 24/7.
Truman Show style.
We will film 24/7. We'll need you to donate money for the equipment.
Yeah. Again, that's Zach and Steven.
Podomatic.com.
Are you going to have that?
Phone number is right there. Probably right when you go like this, I'll put it up.
Uh-huh.
And then the phone number, 206-666-2111.
That's funny that we're at Moody Bible Institute, and you've got a 666 right
there.
Right,
I couldn't change it.
And it's funny that the phone number is going to show up backwards.
But I didn't want to.
Backwards? Oh, yeah, so yeah, really it's going to be...
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's hilarious.
No, Micah
pointed it out. We're back. I'm stealing other podcast jokes now. Anything else? Anything else? Did we cover our bases, do you think, Clay?
I think we did. For the initial podcast. I think we're pretty good.
I've never seen a podcast.
Again, we were not attempting to be funny.
No, this is
this time through. This is just the setup. We got better stuff in the bank.
Listen, folks.
Like, I'm going to go withdraw that next week. All right? That's the kind of metaphors you're going to see every week on this thing.
You can expect to see that. You also can expect to see a lot of stuff that makes Zach and I laugh.
Right.
There's also going to be a lot of odd references to television and movies that you may or may not understand.
And here's the thing about Shen. If you don't get it, it's your own fault.
Right. Well, there's something else. Tough luck. We're also going to make references to our lives and to Moody that maybe you will or will not understand. In the event that you don't understand it, there should be a subtitle or perhaps even a person there to explain to you what happened and what the reference was. Like, we may say, oh, I was looking in the SLG the other day at ASC 2, and a guy came up to me and said, hey, no PDA.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you will have no idea what that means, because you may not, you may or may not understand.
That's one of the other goals of this podcast, is universality.
Right.
Because we're funny to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And we want the world to know, all right? I mean, I'm not just putting on a show of airs or arrogance or something else that starts with air.
This is for reals, y'all.
This is for reals, y'all. And so we will explain ourselves. If you have any questions about what we talked about, email us, phone us.
Please.
Email, phone. And we will be happy to respond.
Give us topics.
And then at the end of each show, we'll drag it on until it gets uncomfortable.
Right.
Which we've already done.
Right. I think we can help.
So that's the end. Good job, guys.
Woo!
What way did a high five sound for our first one?
All right.
We should end, say, by the bell, high five.
Peace out.